Good afternoon and welcome to the Lunchroom on Radio Caribbean International for Wednesday, May the 14th, 2025. This is program number 1370 of the Lunchroom, and I'm your host, Calix George Jr. Now, of course, if you want to call in to tell us what's on your plate today, we're going to be welcoming that. And the number to call in is 452-3046. Our WhatsApp number is 724-0008. You can call in to either number, as I said, 452-3046. That's our main landline number here. As well, you can message in or call in on WhatsApp. And that is that mobile number, 724-0008. Some birthday greetings for today going out to Miss Ashwini Singh. Happy, happy birthday to you, Ashwini. And we're hoping that you're having a fantastic birthday celebration. And we also want to send out some birthday greetings to Miss Janine Husbands. And we do hope that you're enjoying your day, a very special day. The weather is not the best, but we do hope that you're having a fantastic birthday nonetheless. In a little while, we're going to be having a very special paid segment at around 1:30 or so. And it's dubbed Republic Corner. And that, of course, is Republic Bank EC Limited. And we'll be speaking to one of their personal banking officers somewhere around 1:30 about their latest campaign. But first, some history for today. Look back to the year 1787 on this day. Delegates gathered in Philadelphia to draw up the Constitution of the United States. On this, the May 14, 1796, an English country doctor by the name of Edward Jenner administered his revolutionary smallpox-based vaccine for smallpox in Berkeley, Gloucestershire. In the year 1804, Meriwether Lewis and William Clark, that expedition set out from St. Louis, Missouri, for the Pacific coast, and that was commissioned by none other than Thomas Jefferson. In the year 1853, on this day, a land surveyor, newspaper publisher, and inventor by the name of Gale Borden, he patented his process for condensed milk. 1948, on this day, David Ben-Gurion declared Israel independent from British administration. And in fact, at that time as well, Golda Meir was one of the signatories to that independence declaration. 1955, on this day, May the 14th, Warsaw Pact was signed by the Soviet Union, Albania, Bulgaria, Czechoslovakia, East Germany, Hungary, Poland, and Romania. And on this day in 2024, Google unveiled a new generative AI feature at its annual conference, forcing users to view AI overviews at the top of search results, despite them being factually incorrect 60% of the time. We now move on to our dish of the day. The Daily Dish has brought you the kind compliments of our good friends at Tiles Plus.
One test for your home, I see. Bathroom, kitchen, pantry. Need test for your balcony. Come down to Tiles Plus, satisfaction guarantee. Tiles Plus, Tiles Plus, Tiles Plus. Big test with unbeatable cost. Customer service, A plus. Did all kind of tests. Come down to Tiles Plus. We also got glassware and vanity. Boss, boss, you'll see. Come down, don't mind nobody. We got the best tiles on island. Trust me. We are located Land Street in Castries, Bosses, Jou Grozy Lanes, and Clark Street in Viewfort. Telephone number 453-7939. Tiles Plus.
Serving now, the Daily Dish.
And welcome back to our program for today. We were off for about a week, and our apologies for that. But I did have to do some traveling. And so, of course, I was not around for the St. Lucia Jazz and Arts Festival in the main. But from all indications, it seemed to have been quite a wonderful event, and of course it has now been signed, sealed, and delivered. And in fact, just yesterday coming in, although there was perhaps some reason in terms of the weather from the day before, there were issues, of course, as a result of the inclement weather that Saint-Lucia was experiencing that in fact caused for a cessation of the operations at the Hewanora International Airport. And of course, that is the lifeblood of the main artery, so to speak, the aorta of Saint-Lucia's tourism operations. It in fact is what brings in the vast majority of visitors on island, and so of course from the day after was quite bustling by all indications, and really speaks to the vibrancy of what we're seeing right now in terms of Saint-Lucia tourism and travel. And as for the Saint-Lucia Jazz and Arts Festival, I mean, we heard about AI being used inaccurately by Google when it was just being launched. But and of course, there were many suggestions that the many photos and videos that were circulating of the Saint-Lucia Jazz and Arts Festival were in fact somehow doctored by AI. And of course, I would pretty much doubt that good Mr. Ronald Rowell, a gentleman who is a photographer, a drone pilot, has and in fact a website dedicated to promotion of Saint-Lucia 360. And he goes around, of course, taking lots of different imagery of our beautiful island. And of course, the events and happenings that that of course are captured in photography. In fact, I remember reaching out to him and was asking him when is he going to take some photos of an imagery of the impact of sargassum over, especially of course, most recently on the west coast of Saint Lucia. And in fact, very shortly after that little conversation, he was out and about. And he, in fact, did post quite a lot of lovely or not-so-lovely photos of the extent of sargassum in places like Soufre, as well, of course, in the Castries Harbour. And he had some wonderful photos of the Pigeon Island culmination of the Jazz and Arts Festival, as well as video. And we could, and certainly, I think the photos speak for themselves in terms of the extent of the crowd at these events. In fact, you could think back to maybe 3 years ago, and Jazz and Arts was just coming back. Of course, we know there was a hiatus for a number of years. And despite that, of course, it was brought back with some level of innovation. And one of the innovations was actually creating what is known as a Kingdom Night. And the idea then is having more inspirational music. One could say, a lot more gospel artists being featured on that that Wednesday evening event. And it started off relatively tepid in that first time. And persons took some time to be able to gravitate towards that night. And I think in the first year, there were probably in the region of about maybe 3,000 people as patrons at the that night, that the festival. And without a doubt, it has certainly come of age and is completely transformed. People are probably looking for more inspiration. Maybe at this time, a lot more people were looking to God. I suppose maybe there was a looking for a new pope. Maybe they may have found him in some form in Kingdom Night. And there were a lot of people out there, of course. I think nearly 9,000 was the estimated number for that night. And so certainly it really does speak to the extent of the festival, how in nearly every single event that has been held, the numbers have been quite astounding. Of course, it does speak to the challenges of capacity. And I did take in I think it was Friday event, Friday before, of course, that would have been a Fringe event, which would normally have been an ancillary Friday night. And they, in fact, you know, raised it up, if you like, with a jazz show as well. And it was quite telling, the numbers of people who were out there, far, far more than what would be, you would normally get on an ancillary Friday night. And it was absolutely remarkable. And, of course, even with the use of the playing field as parking, it certainly still was not sufficient to be able to handle it. Of course, the police did do quite an extraordinary job in trying to ensure that the main thoroughfare through Ansley was kept clear of traffic. And in fact, I think there were some latecomers who tried to park on that main road, on the West Coast Road, and were in fact ticketed as a result of that. And it really does show, though, however, the need to be able to find capacity in terms of the logistics of putting on these types of events. And of course, the traffic management has been a challenge. It, of course, has certainly been a major challenge with respect to the Pigeon Island National Landmark. Now, Pigeon Island National Landmark, of course, is as of now our only national landmark. I mean, we do have, of course, other areas that have different designations. For example, of course, our World Heritage Site, the Piton Management Area. But as of, in terms of what is known as a national landmark, we still only have one as of at the moment. And it's about 44 acres. And it's a relatively large area. And the area that is really used, that multipurpose area, which is the lawn of the park, and was at one point, of course, a parade ground, when in fact that area was used for military purposes in the 18th and 19th century. And of course, so there were barracks on the north side as well as on the east side and west side of that quadrangle. And that is in fact the main area where the Jazz and Arts Festival is actually held. That's about roughly 5 acres. And so it actually can handle some fairly well the crowd that you actually are seeing there. Though, of course, not in what was traditionally the style of jazz, maybe back in the 90s, you know, when persons would have actually come out and on a Sunday and a Saturday, they would have wanted to put out their sheets and put out their lawn chairs, and that would have been a very genteel, you know, spaced out type of environment. Of course, the shows that we're looking at right now, especially the Friday night party type shows, very different. Of course, from what was generally the concept of a jazz show on the lawn, so to speak, and certainly it is of different ilk of event. And so when you are now seeing, of course, these numbers on a regular basis now, on maybe 4 nights in almost in consecutive order, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, certainly there are challenges in terms of management and ensuring that the grounds themselves are not completely trampled over. And that is, in fact, a challenge when you've got so many people, so many feet, the footprint, the literal footprint within that space. For the grass then becomes a challenge. It's, you know, you're pretty much killing it off in some respects. And I did note somebody was complaining once about the dust factor, which would not normally be an issue because it's generally a nice green grassy area. But of course, with those types of impacts, you can understand why then issues like dust could in fact become a bit of a challenge. So the bigger issue, of course, is the traffic management, as I said. And of course, Pigeon Island is this one way in, one way out space. And by the general nature of the design, it's a causeway. And of course, that is unfortunately means that pretty much everything, all vehicles, all pedestrians, all emergency vehicles are coming on this one conduit. And there have been, of course, attempts of late to try to introduce a sort of a ferry shuttle service as well as a shuttle service on the road itself. But of course, we've had some experiences with shuttle services which work pretty well, maybe getting people in, but not so well getting people out. And after a 3-4 hour event, you can understand how that could be challenging for some individuals who are tired at that point and who actually just simply want to get home as quickly as possible. And unfortunately, sometimes have to now spend another 2 hours plus trying to, in fact, get to their destinations, their homes, or their, even just to get to their vehicles, wherever they may have parked. So it certainly is something that has to be looked at heading into the future in terms of carrying capacity. Of course, the other consideration with respect to carrying capacity that has to be thought of very carefully, beyond the facilities and amenities that have to be put in place in facilities like that, is the issue of emergency egress, right? And what happens in the potential in a situation where you have an emergency? And that can be tricky, right? And there are certain requirements in terms of foot flow, pedestrian flow, to ensure that people can, in fact, get out of a space within a very short window, within a very short period of time. Of course, thankfully, we've never seen a situation like that. But God forbid you have a situation like that, and then it becomes catastrophic, right? Sometimes you hear about these things in India, and you hear about it in some other part of the world where you got throngs of people, and for whatever reason, the crowd feels there's a danger, it feels that there's a risk, and then you get a panic, and then sometimes it may not even be something of significant danger to a lot of people, but just the fear, and of course, which then causes a surge and can even lead to stampedes. And that is, of course, where there are risks involved. And so ensuring that you've got good management of exit lanes and exit areas, and of course, people know where to go and how to get there, clear lines of sight, ensuring that there, in fact, are sufficient areas for egress in terms of gates, and all of those things have to be very, very well thought out once you're dealing with very large numbers. And so certainly these are one of our, I mean, this is different from, let's say, you're operating in a stadium like the Darren Sam Cricket Ground, where you've got different points of entry and exit into the ground itself, and it's actually designed in that way. You've got very clearly delineated passageways and areas for pedestrian flow. It's a little different when you're dealing with open spaces, and sometimes you've got, in fact, have to go in there and demarcate where those areas need to be to ensure good safety. But that's just in general speaking to some of the needs for looking at moving forward with respect to Pigeon Island and Pigeon Island Jazz, because as has been stated by many people, what sets St. Lucia Jazz and Arts apart, and there are a lot of things that have set it apart, but one of the distinctions, though, certainly in terms of the culmination, the main stage events, is the unparalleled beauty of Pigeon Island. You are surrounded by water on many different sides. You've got a lovely backdrop in terms of the island itself. And it really is a remarkable space. Of course, lots of talk right now as to how another area, which probably should be a landmark as well, a national landmark, that of Vierge Point, how that can potentially be developed into a major park and, of course, a place of outstanding natural beauty. And as places of outstanding natural beauty quite often can be used for events, but of course within the context of good sustainable management of those areas. It's a little early yet because, of course, as no doubt the events planners will tell you, you do need capacity. You need to be able to be thinking about not just where you're putting down a stage, but how are people actually physically getting in? How are they physically getting out? And do you have the services, utilities, amenities, toilets, you name it, to be able to support a lot of people in that one location? Telecommunications, even a lot of those things have to be thought out once you're dealing with large numbers of people in one single space. So kudos, of course, thus far to the organizers. And there was an article that I just wanted to share very quickly on the St. Lucia Times from today, which reads as follows. St. Lucia Jazz and Arts Festival gets thumbs up from stalwarts. Reads as follows. Stalwarts of the St. Lucia Jazz and Arts Festival praised this year's event, highlighting its remarkable growth over the years. During the festival's grand finale, the ultimate celebration, Barbara Jacob Small and Dahlia Francois, reflected on its evolution since its inception over 3 years. I think so. My producer is making sure that I got the pronunciation correct. I believe so. Jacob Small, the founder of Tea Time Jazz, applauded the organizers for fostering regional unity. Quote, "I come to the festival for the experience. I think the festival has lived up to its brand. It's a good escape, but at the same time, it's a nice environment. There's great music, great good food, great camaraderie, and to a certain extent, Caribbean unity of late because of the way that they have developed the brand, rebranded from just jazz to Jazz and Arts Festival. There's space in there for all of what the Caribbean has to offer in terms of its music. For me, there's the feeling of one region." A proud member of St. Lucia's cultural community, Jacob Small is also a stakeholder in the festival. She serves on the St. Lucia National Trust Council, the organization responsible for the park where Jazz Fest is held, and is a board member of the Cultural Development Foundation, which produces art in the city. Quote, "My association with the festival started with me being an MC," she said. "I was a media personality, so for about 5 to 8 years, I MC'd Pigeon Island. I always MC'd the Pure Jazz Night. This was the first year that I did not MC the Pure Jazz Nights. I took a break, but as an insider, I am very proud as a St. Lucian and as a member of the Cultural and Artistic Society of St. Lucia." Francois, former wife of the renowned composer, arranger, and music educator, the Right Excellent Luther Francois, also shared her thoughts. The couple founded the October Jazz Festival in 1991, which later evolved into the tourism-driven St. Lucia Jazz Festival. Quote, "I just came here to enjoy the jazz. I enjoy anybody who comes on stage now. I have been coming here every year since its inception in 1990. It's growing by leaps and bounds, and it is only getting better," she said. And that story coming out of the St. Lucia Jazz. There's actually another story, which maybe we'll take in later on after we take in our news and, of course, that Republic Corner interview in just a bit. And that actually is a cover of some of the comments coming from the island's tourism minister, Honorable Dr. Ernest Hillaire, speaking about the jazz of the future, looking to jazz in 2026 and beyond, which is also a pretty interesting dialogue on the matter of the St. Lucia Jazz and Arts Festival. So we take that in a little while. But first, we're going to take in our weather report, and that'll hopefully allow us to take in that Republic Bank interview immediately after.
This has been The Daily Dish.
Test for your home, I see. Bathroom, kitchen, pantry. Need test for your balcony. Come down to Test Plus, satisfaction guarantee. Test Plus, Test Plus, Test Plus. Big test with unbeatable cost. Customer service, A plus, did all kind of tests. Come down to Test Plus. We also got gasoline and vanity. Boss, boss, you'll see. Come down, don't mind nobody. We got the best test on island. Trust me. We are located Land Street in Castries, Bosses, you Grozy Lakes, and Clark Street in Viewfort. Telephone number 453-7939. Test Plus.
Island style. We got the time to make you go. We got the time to make you say, yeah. We'll have to make the right choice.
Spaces and ground. Everything you need is on the house out. For the best price and the latest style, take a little drive down to Island Style Car.
We got the time to make you go. Oh. We got the time to make you say,
visit us at our showrooms in Belarusa, Rodney Bay, on the John Crompton Highway, Castries, and behind Ruby's Gas Station on the Library Viewfort Highway. Or call us on 450-452 or 453-TILE. Island Style, Thailand Bath. When you think tile, think Island Style.
This is Radio Caribbean International. It's now time for the weather news.
So, of course, to the World Point Wall, it's now time for your weather report as of 12 noon today, presented by Island Style Talenberg. The forecast for St. Lucia Valley for the next 24 hours, the winds will be blowing from the east near 20 miles per hour or 31 kilometers per hour. The weather partly cloudy to cloudy at times with scattered showers, which may be heavy in some areas and isolated thunderstorms. Residents and motorists in areas prone to flooding and landslides are advised to be vigilant and exercise caution. There's also an advisory in here which reads, small craft operators and sea bathers are advised to exercise caution due to above normal seas. And the forecast for the Lesser Antilles, partly cloudy to cloudy skies with scattered showers, which may be heavy at some locations and isolated thunderstorms. Also, the weather summary, moist and unstable conditions associated with a lingering trough system will continue to cause cloudiness, showers and isolated thunderstorms over the Lesser Antilles during the forecast period. And this was your weather forecast as of 12 noon today, presented by Island Style Talenberg.
This has been RCI's weather news. For more information, call the weather hotline at 454-3452. RCI 101 number 1.
Island style, yeah. We got the time to make you go. Oh. We got the time to make you say, yeah. We'll have to make the right choice.
Spaces and ground. Everything you need is on the house out. For the best price and the latest style, take a little drive down to Island Style Car.
We got the time to make you go. Oh. We got the time to make you say, yeah. Quality, price, service, choice. It's all an Island Style.
Visit us at our showrooms in Belarusa, Rodney Bay, on the John Crompton Highway, Castries, and behind Ruby's Gas Station on the Library Viewfort Highway. Or call us on 450-452 or 453-TILE. Island Style, Tile and Bath. When you think tile, Island style.
And welcome back to the lunchroom here at Radio Caribbean International. Now, we're going to be taking in a new special segment, which we're going to be doing every Wednesday up until the month of September. And it's actually called Republic Corner. And it'll be your go-to segment for financial solutions that make life easier. Now, today at the Republic Corner, we're kicking off an exciting new promotion from Republic Bank called the Pick Your Rate Campaign. So it's whether you're planning to build your new dream home or purchase a property, renovate, or you just need a little extra cash to make life happen, this campaign puts the power in your hands to choose the loan and interest rate that works for you. So joining us to tell us all about this Pick Your Rate campaign, so very pleased that we can have Tricia Ford. She is a personal banking officer at Republic Bank EC Limited. Tricia, welcome to the program. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. And how are you today?
Very good, very good. Now, I hope we're hearing you very clearly. I think we're just getting a little bit of an echo. Are you using your phone on a speaker mode?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now we're hearing a little better now. Okay, great. Thank you so very much. Wonderful. So let's kick it off right from the start. Pick Your Rate campaign. What is it all about and what makes it so unique?
So the Republic Bank Pick Your Rate campaign is basically a campaign to allow our customers to have flexibility within their finances. So the campaign gives the customers the power to choose their preferred loan type, whether it be a mortgage, whether it be just a regular loan for whatever they need in terms of education, home improvements, that kind of thing. So their loan type as well as their interest rate. So allowing our customers to pick their loan option and their loan type and their interest rate gives them some flexibility to tailor their financial goals to their individual needs.
Wow, that sounds really interesting and perhaps a little bit too good to be true. But before we get into some of the details, tell us, why was this time, right now, the right time to launch a campaign like this?
Well, we know that right now we are in our economic climate is changing. I mean, we have things like the tariffs that are being imposed on goods that we import. So we thought it was a good time to offer that kind of financial support to our customers. So it is that premise in mind that we responded by launching this campaign in an effort to mitigate rising economic costs and keep our objective at Republic Bank of being the one for you. This is our commitment to our customers, to be the bank for them, the bank of choice. So this campaign is us responding to the needs of our customers, customers' financing, and to align with the bank's commitment.
Right. Now, Tricia, I'm understanding that there are three loan products featured under this campaign. Perhaps you could walk us through each one of them.
Sure. We offer home loans. So these are loans where customers would like to build or purchase their home. Or if you have an existing mortgage where you would like to take advantage of the equity in your property. Mm-hmm. So we offer switch loans as well.
Okay.
So you can switch your mortgage from another bank, another financial institution. Mm-hmm. The builder loan, we call it our build easy loan, is for persons building their dream home or upgrading. So maybe you want to, you know, modernize it, you know, we'll loan to some HGTV, make it look a little more modern, you know, upgrade it a bit.
Right.
Our make it happen loans are for customers who would have, the carnival is coming up, you know, school time is coming up, they want to travel, they want to do their consolidation, they want education loans for themselves, for their studies. So whatever it is that the customers are needing in terms of financing, we're here for them. So these are our three main types of our home loans for building.
So home loans, the buy easy loan. The build easy loan
is for building.
For building, so renovations.
For home loans for buyers, and our switch mortgages, and then our make it happen loan.
And the make it happen loan is pretty much anything, education, anything, debt consolidation,
whatever
travel.
They have desire.
Okay, wonderful. So tell us, how does picking your rate actually work for those customers who want to actually get onto one of those loans?
So the customer can select a fixed or variable rate based upon their needs. So a fixed loan rate is where the loan interest rate remains constant throughout the term of the loan. It doesn't change. You know, market conditions would drive some of the rate in terms of the changes, whether it goes up or whether it goes down. So a fixed loan rate allows you the peace of mind to know that regardless of what happens in the market, your payments remain constant throughout the term of the loan. It does not change. So for some persons, they would prefer a variable rate where it would change the market conditions. But you know, if it goes down, then there's a little more spending capacity, a little more leeway to do a little more. You know, so they prefer the variable rate option. So that means with the market conditions, the rate may change throughout the term of the loan. So this allows you flexibility where you're budgeting, and depending on your income and your goal level, what the level of income, this allows you to tailor your finances to the needs.
Okay, so help us understand that flexibility there in terms of the variable rate. Who sets that? Is it dependent on, you know, some sort of...
So that's where the picture, so that's where the picture rate comes in. When the customer comes in and they pick their rate, then we give them a reduction in the interest rate. So at the end of the day, it allows them that little flexibility, you know, to know that, you know, we have your back. We're checking for you. You know, we're making sure that you get to the financial goals that you have.
Okay, and then when you say you pick your own rate, I mean, how is that? Is that
pick it out? So you literally come in, yes, and there we have an assigned box where you dip for that rate. So you come in, and then you get whatever rate that you pick is what you are assigned.
Okay, and you would know that it's within a certain range, I am assuming, beforehand.
You would
know beforehand that there's a range within which your rate is going to fall.
Yes, so we will tell you where the base rate starts, and then we will tell you when you think. So we will not go beyond that base rate.
Okay, so you could come in and you could choose the base rate. It'll be the fixed rate. Is that how it works? And then you could potentially
Based upon the type of loan that you're choosing, then we would know whether we're offering you a fixed rate or a variable rate.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yes. Now, who is going to be eligible to benefit from this campaign? Is it only new customers, or can I be an existing customer of an existing loan?
It's open to everybody. The campaign is open to everybody. It's open to our new customers, existing customers, persons who are overseas, our servicemen living abroad, everybody, individuals, salaried workers. If you're a small business owner, you know, sometimes or business people feel left out. They figure, you know, they wouldn't qualify. No, everybody's welcome. You just come in and we assess you, and then we make it happen for you.
Okay, so I may not even have an account with Republic Bank at the moment, but I could potentially benefit from this.
That doesn't preclude you from joining. That's fine. An account is very easy to open. Okay. That's the least of your worries.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, what are some of the additional perks that are being tied to these loans under this new campaign?
So, in addition to the reduction in the rates, we also have waived fees on some of our loans. For example, the switch mortgages, we offer you, you know, a little incentive to bring the mortgage over, where we would give you a monetary incentive, not in hand, but a monetary incentive to offset costs. You know, there may be legal fees and stuff incurred to when you're doing a mortgage.
Right.
And so we offset that by just giving you a helping hand to cover those costs.
Okay, so some of the upfront costs in terms of the actual mortgage, you're going to be able to potentially handle that.
So whether it be legal fees, whether it be your valuation,
right,
you know, just regular fees on the loan, we offer you an incentive.
Okay, so you would pay that off, or I mean, you will not get the money back. You won't get it in cash, but then you basically handle those costs for individuals.
We will handle those costs on your behalf. Yes, it doesn't form part of your loan. We just
as a grant, basically, to the customer.
Yes,
right.
Basically, yeah.
Wonderful. Any other advantages? Any other perks?
I mean, when we come in, like
in
I
terms
said,
of like
when
your
you come in,
repayment yes, terms, yes. Anything like
so
that.
So your repayment terms, we also do offer an extended term. For example, our Build Easy Loan,
mm-hmm.
We offer you an additional 12-month period where you only pay interest on those loans.
Okay.
So you're not obliged to start to pay the mortgage right away.
Right.
So it gives you a little.
So you have a grace period of a year.
That's right, a year, 12 months. Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. Now, in terms of debt consolidation as well?
Yes. So under our debt consolidation option, we would also give you a salary reduction. So instead of having to come in and say, boy, I have to go into so many different places. So you come and we do the consolidation for you. You have that one low monthly payment,
mm-hmm.
and we will do a salary reduction for you. So just ease of doing business, it comes straight from your salary, and your loan is getting paid on a monthly basis.
Okay, and Tricia, now there's some people out there who are wondering, they may be already being looking into a lot of those things that you're saying. They want to make an investment, improve their home right now. Maybe they have a business that needs some startup capital or some sort of assistance right away. How quick can this happen? I mean, somebody's listening right now and they're interested. Where do they start?
Okay, so we are very quick with the application process. Once you've gotten all of your documentation together, within a couple of days, you'd have your money in hand.
Within a couple of days? Wow.
Within a couple of days, yes. Within a couple of days, you'd have your money in hand. So if you come in on Monday, by Wednesday, Thursday, you can walk away with your money.
So you can go in, of course. You can also, I guess, make a call.
So you can come into any of our Republic Bank branches. You can call, I know about our existing customers, they may have their personal banker already.
Okay.
So you can call your personal banker. You can call the customer care line. It is 458-4725. You can apply online.
Repeat that again, 458-4725. Okay, great.
You can apply online at republicbankec.com. republicbankec.com.
So republicbankec.com.
So when you go onto that website, you just select the country that you're applying from, and then you continue from there. If you put in your application online.
Okay, wonderful.
Also,
and I guess you still have to come in to pick your rate, if that's
you
necessary.
Still have to come in to pick your rate. That is very important. You must come in to pick your rate.
Mm-hmm.
You can also send us an email, republic.lc@rfhl.com, and we will respond to you.
Okay. Now, how long do people have to actually take advantage of this pick your rate campaign?
So the pick your rate runs until the 30th of September. We don't advise that you wait for the last day, obviously. But it runs until the 30th of September, and you can just come in to access those loans for carnival, summer vacation, back to school expenses, whatever that you need.
Wow, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I think we've covered everything regarding this Pick Your Rate campaign. There you have it. Republic Bank is giving you the power to choose the loan and the rate that fits your goals, whether you're building, buying, renovating, or just making things happen for your business, in your personal life. The Pick Your Rate campaign is all about flexibility, support, and putting your financial journey in your hands. Any parting comments from you, Tricia?
Sure. As Republic Bank, we're committed to being the bank of choice by looking for innovative ways to meet our customers' unique needs. We tailor those ways to their financial needs, and to the individual. We invite you to come in, speak to a rep today. Like I said, email, call, send an go onto the website to apply.
RepublicBankEC.com.
RepublicBankEC.com.
Or call in to 458-4725. Okay, I got
and
that
republic.lc@rfhl.com.
Well, sorry, give us the email address, republic.lc.
republic.lc@rfhl.com.
Okay, some people might not be writing so quickly. Just want to make sure that they've got that down.
They've got that, yeah.
Wonderful. And of course, you said there are three loan options: home loans, Build easy loans. Make it happen.
And then make it happen.
Which is pretty much anything. Yes, go ahead.
So it's also in keeping with ensuring that we know we meet our customers financially. We also have the program, which was launched in 2022. It's called the Power to Make a Difference.
Right.
And this basically is a program where we support our youth to development through education, cultural and visiting the arts, poverty alleviation, developing sports and fostering entrepreneurial growth, and prioritizing health areas from a national perspective. We are currently inviting the public to drop in applications for grants towards those social responsibility programs, which ends on the 30th of May. So we have
We don't have very much time left then.
Don't have very much time left, but so we're trying to ensure that we take full advantage, you know, to help our community at large.
Okay, wonderful. I do remember that being kicked off, and it's Republic Bank giving back, and of course, corporate social responsibility is really important. I know companies are thinking about the ESG, and it's a great sign that Republic is reaching out into communities, and of course, especially young people at this really critical time. So thanks for bringing that up as well, Tricia. And you're saying you can go online, I'm sure, and get those details Power to Make a Difference campaign. The deadline, 30th of May. Wonderful, wonderful. Thanks so very much.
Our Power Procure It, 30th of September. Can't forget that one.
Right, of course. Yes, indeed. Indeed. The Pick Your Rate campaign, I'm sure we'll hear more about it before that ends. And of course, thank you so very, very much, Tricia Ford, the personal banking officer at Republic Bank EC Limited, for telling us all about Pick Your Rate. And hopefully, you may be getting some calls very soon on this matter.
Thank you for having me.
Wonderful. Thanks so very much. And, of course, that was Tricia Ford from Republic Bank. And, of course, that has been our Republic Corner. And don't forget, you can visit your nearest Republic Bank branch or head to Republic Bank EC, Eastern Caribbean, EC.com. So Republic Bank EC.com to learn more about that Pick Your Rate campaign. And, of course, we'll be back here with another segment of Republic Corner next week, same time, same place, and of course even more ways that Republic Bank is going to be assisting and helping you to make it happen. So of course, until then, stay with the one for you. Stay with the one for you. That is Republic Bank. And that was our Republic Bank EC column corner. We still, of course, have a few minutes left here at the lunchroom, about 8 minutes to go or thereabouts. And wanted to also make a special mention today that there are about 1,989 students, grade 6 students, who would have just completed, I think, the first part of their CPEA examinations. Lots of us out there, the older folks, would know it as Common Entrance. It's no longer Common Entrance. It's it's now the Caribbean Primary Exit Assessment Examination, CPEA. And it's a little bit broader than the old days. And of course, you know, in my time, you would have had about just one day to write all your papers. You'd be doing your math and English, you know, math problem paper and your English essay and I'm not sure there was a general, I don't think there was actually. I think general paper was only multiple choice from what I remember. And then, of course, multiple choice for your math and English as well. And depending on how you did on that one day, that would determine your score and where you may end up getting placed in a school, into a secondary school. And of course, back in those days, there was only enough space for about half of the students writing the common entrance examination. times have changed for the better. And thankfully, all students are in fact guaranteed a space within a secondary school. And we also know, in addition to that, that the examination itself, well, the assessment, I should say, itself is no longer just an examination. It is now a combination of school-based assessments, which involve students actually now having to prepare projects in the school, various assessments that are done in the school with the assistance of teachers now to be able to actually come up with part of your grade. Excuse me. And then, of course, there is also still the exam aspect of it. I believe it's now primarily multiple choice. I'm not completely sure if that is the case, but I think that's what it at least since COVID, there's pretty much a greater assessment using multiple choice. And as well, it's not on just one day. You now have 2 days over which you can write that examination. So times have definitely changed. I think I remember when I wrote the common entrance examination, well, that was a long time ago now, back in 1995, there were over 4,000 students writing the, no, actually, I think it was even more than that. It was over 5,000, if I remember correctly, because you also had some students each year who ended up repeating as well. So I think it was closer to like 5,500 students trying to get 2,500 spaces or thereabouts in into a secondary school. And right now, in fact, there are less than 2,000 students trying to get in. So in fact, there is a surplus in effect of secondary school spaces in St. Lucia. And that is of course, a reflection of the significant shifts in the demographics in terms of the fertility rate, in terms of the number of children actually coming out every single year, being born every year. And that number is likely to fall even further. And that 1989 students writing that exam certainly is something to think about when we're looking at the future of our country and those falling demographics. Also, as I said, just wanted to quickly get back into the matter of the St. Lucia Jazz and Arts Festival. And as I said, there was that article which we want to just share very quickly. And it's entitled Jazz 2026, New Ideas for a Broader, More Inclusive Festival. That story coming from Karen Nelson of the St. Lucia Times, also dated today. And it reads as follows. Even as the final notes of the 2025 St. Lucia Jazz and Arts Festival still linger, government officials are already setting their eyes on next year and beyond, with plans to enhance accessibility, broaden the arts programming, and improve crowd and traffic management. During Monday's pre-cabinet press briefing, Tourism Minister Dr. Ernest Sillet outlined several key initiatives under consideration. A key top priority is ensuring better accommodations for older patrons, especially during Kingdom Night, which traditionally draws a mature audience. I think we're getting a call, so let's just take this call very quickly before we end the program. Good afternoon. Welcome to the lunchroom, and what's on your plate today?
Hi, good afternoon. It's almost closing time.
Yes.
I have a question. Is there any oil in Grenada?
Is there oil in Grenada, as in oil, like hydrocarbons, like oil into the ground?
Yes.
Yes, I believe there was oil exploration going on in Grenada, I do believe. I'm not sure if they have actually started extraction of oil, though.
Okay, the reason I ask that is because I was listening to Camila Passad, and they had some kind of thing going with Venezuela.
Yes, that's correct.
But it's not going nowhere, she said, so she has cancel all agreements or everything with them.
Well, they were pretty much forced to do so because of the American intervention on the matter.
But then she said that she is going to go with Guyana and Grenada.
Yes. There has been, I think.
Wasn't that the same thing at Brandenburg and St. Lucia?
Not exactly, no.
Yes, wasn't Grandberg exploring?
He did have some agreement with Grenada, which the Grenadian government, in fact, ended up getting out of. And that, of course, was part of the controversy there. Mm-hmm. But Grenada quite possibly has... some oil. I think I'm not sure where it is at in terms of the actual exploration, but there's been strong suggestions that yes, they do have oil.
So, but wasn't about the same time when they sent Grandberg also for that? So he could have done some drilling in St. Lucia because there's a possibility too.
Well, there's a possibility of oil anyway, but you've got to prove it, right?
Yeah,
you've got to actually do the investigations and then of course it's one thing to have, but then they then have to look at the depth of the water or how deep the oil is under the seabed. Barbados has oil too, and Barbados has been doing proposing exploration of oil as well. But of course a lot of things have to happen.
A
lot of money has to be spent first. To be able to say definitively that you've got it, and you've got it in the volume that it and the location that makes it feasible for extraction.
Yeah. So you believe St. Lucia may have somehow?
Like I said, caller, it's not unthinkable. I mean, but again, the issue of St. Lucia, though, unfortunately for us, is that our EEZ, our exclusive economic zone, is not that large in comparison to Grenada, in comparison to Trinidad and Tobago, and in comparison to Barbados. And that is because we're kind of hemmed in on the north side and on the south side, Martinique, the French, as well as St. Vincent. But well, even on where it could potentially have extended more to the east and the west, you have then Barbados's EEZ also coming in and cutting us off on the eastern side. And as well on the western side, you have Venezuela laying claim to this little island called Bird Island or Aves Island.
Yeah.
And so as a result of that, normally you would have been able to have 200 nautical miles from your coastline outwards, right? To be considered your exclusive economic zone. But because of those boundaries, these maritime boundaries, we in fact don't have such a large EEZ. So,
and I need you to do some research for me. Because I have done my research, I go through Google and I cannot get that at all. Can you define visa poverty?
Visa poverty?
Yes.
Paula, I think I heard that for the first time by listening to Mr. Guy Joseph at a meeting of the United Workers Party up in Groseley.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a kind of a situation where I guess, you know, you it's the same way that they're trying to say, well, Black Lives Matter. Oh, we can't talk about Black Lives Matter, so we have to talk about All Lives Matter, right?
Yes.
So he because of the issue of the period poverty being brought in, and he clearly couldn't understand that very well in the beginning. And then he's now sort of changed his story to say, we need to embrace all poverty. We need to look at all and fight all poverty.
And visa poverty. He did visa poverty, you know.
No, but I think I understood what you were saying.
He said a mother went to look for a visa for her child, and the mother was turned down as well. The child was turned down as well as the mother visa was revoked.
Now, you know, caller, I'm glad that you reminded me. I'm glad that you reminded me of this matter, because I wanted to raise it, because he was effectively suggesting that that more St. Lucians are not being granted visas. I think something to that effect.
Due to CIP.
Right, due to CIP.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
I don't know that that is correct. Now, the good thing is that the United States, actually the State Department does, in fact, publish the rates, the how likely it is somebody is going to get a visa based yes. on the country that they're coming from. And that's based on just the empirical data, historical data, sorry,
yes.
over the years, right? Mm-hmm. So, for example, Barbadians have a higher rate of getting visas as opposed to St. Lucians, Dominicans. Now, that may be because of a lot of different reasons. You may also have you may also have just a lot more people on a whole in Barbados applying for visas as opposed to
and the embassy right
because it's right exactly because they have the accessibility of it. There's an embassy in Barbados. There's an embassy in Trinidad and Tobago. So they actually have it a little easier than St. Lucians who have to spend money, get a plane, sometimes book a hotel to be able to get through that. Now, of course, it has improved in that once you already have a visa, they allow you to do the renewals virtually, right?
Yeah.
So that has been a great improvement. And then we also, of course, heard, well, of course, we don't know how that's going to pan out. We've got a new administration in town in the U.S. But even prior to that, you did hear that the U.S. was planning on establishing two embassies in the Eastern Caribbean.
Yes, and they have not stated what country.
They have not,
country.
Right, they have not actually stated formally what country. It's quite likely it might be St. Lucia, if in fact that policy is to be maintained, because St. Lucia has the largest population of all the islands in the OECS.
Yeah, the islands October that just
would make some sense. And in fact, we have a number of embassies. It's kind of is the already the locus for a number of embassies sort of tied towards the OECS commission that's based here in St. Lucia. So, but of course, we'll just have to wait and see what that actually means in terms of reduction of visa poverty, as Mr. Mr. Guy Joseph wants to call
but
it.
But I cannot believe they have some people around him that are so intelligent that just cannot explain to them and watch what he's saying. The kind of things he's saying makes no sense.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate that he seems to be digging himself deeper into the statements that he made. And
he says it with so much bravado, like he knows what he's talking.
Well, that's not the first time, you know. So what? I don't know what else we would want to expect. But, he's not going to change his ways at this point, I gather.
Yes, I needed indeed. To say, but it's already time, but I will call back tomorrow.
All right, wonderful. Thanks very much for that contribution, caller. Have a good one. And, of course, we will continue tomorrow, God willing, for another program. We'll also continue with that article on the future of the St. Lucia Jazz and Arts Festival tomorrow as well. But, of course, thanks for listening. And, of course, we do wish that you have, although the weather is not the best, but do have yourself a very positive Wednesday. I'm your host, Calix George Jr., saying goodbye.